For tuning in, that is Loving You Is Easy by Mesa Leek. That is my guest, singer-songwriter, award-winning soul jazz singer-songwriter, Mesa Leek, on my platform today. You know my guest line number. Call in. Give her a shout-out. Welcome, Mesa, back. Welcome back.
Hi.
Hey. All right.
Thank you.
All right. It's a pleasure. I love your music. I'm one of your fans, fanatic about your music. And where are you calling from right now?
I'm still in Baltimore.
Baltimore. All right, Baltimore fans. All right. All right. So that track I just played, Loving You Is Easy. Now, the last time you were on my show was back in September 25th. That track was out. Yes, yes. And you're back on my show to talk about another single you have. We'll get into that later. So let's talk about what you've been doing. You're a busybody since the last time you were on my show. Yes. What's been going on? Give us some updates.
Just trying to find ways to make money and stay afloat and keep my music out there and you know, just trying to stay in the game in the midst of all this crazy stuff.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes. You have been in the music industry for how long now?
Well, I've been in the music industry, it'll be 30 years in 2021.
Yeah.
And 25, well, it'll be 26 years, but right now I'm 25 years, it'll be 26 years, and next, you know, as soon as this clock strikes 12 on the first, I'll be 26 years in as a solo artist, 30 years as an artist, period.
And you have your own record label, which is Blue Velvet Soul Records.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
trying
yeah.
Trying to make some noise out here. It's doing pretty good. We got Amazon. The song Loving You Is Easy made Amazon's top list of top songs.
Yes.
Which is really great.
Yes. Yes. I've been putting our shows out there on Amazon Music, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, everywhere. I've been rooting for you.
Thank you, honey.
Yes. Is Karaoke Sunday still going on Facebook Live?
Yeah, we're still having it. They had a little bit of issues with people, well, that's a certain person or some people are interfering with it and having it shut down, but we're working on that. It's not
yeah.
supposed to be that way. We'll have kind of a deal with Facebook to not shut me down if somebody is kind of doing something to make that happen. So
yeah.
I have to figure out who it is. Actually, I mean, we're getting close. Well, we know my attorney is about to find out who it is, and everybody's
yes.
going to deal with it from there.
Yes, yes. Facebook. I really don't do Facebook Live because of the irritation of technology and getting
uh-huh.
shut down in the middle. I just don't fool with it. I just stick
yeah.
with online radio. Yes,
mm-hmm.
but. I try to keep updated with all your online events. And do you have any upcoming performances? Didn't you just do a performance recently?
Yeah, I just did a performance at the Birchmere, and
yes.
now we're able to stream it for Christmas. It's my a very major Christmas concert.
Yes.
And we did an audience of about 75 people,
mm-hmm.
and it was real sweet. They made sure they kept everybody separated. They
yes.
took temperatures when you came in.
Yes.
And everybody had a good time where they felt safe. And
yes.
So we kept everybody safe as we could. And it was just really sweet. Everything turned out nice. There was a few hiccups on stage, but we got through all of that. And now the show is going to stream on Christmas Eve and Christmas
yes.
Day. And you
I've
can find out the information on my website.
Yes. I've seen it, and I've been passing it along best way I can. So let's move
Thank
along.
You.
This new single, Soft Words, what inspired
mm-hmm.
you to do this track?
Wayne Reed had hired me and my producer, Chris Big Dog Davis, to record the song as a gift. He had written the song for his wife, and he wanted her to have a special birthday present from him. And so he wrote this song, Soft Words. And when I recorded it, and we played it on karaoke one night, a lot of people loved it. So he asked me, would I be interested in putting it out as a single? And I was like, yeah, definitely. So that's how
well,
we came to do that.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you for that information. Wow. Well, we're going to stop talking, and I'm going to go ahead and play Soft Words by Mesa Leek, everyone.
Thank you.
Strength, soft words, the sweetest melody.
Music outlets online.
Yeah, it'll be on all outlets on January 1st. We're starting up the new year really good with the first single.
All right. Thank you for that information. So, will there be any future performances that are scheduled that will you want to mention?
Nothing right now. We're still, everybody's rescheduling everything, so we're not sure. Everything's up and down because we don't know what the government's going to do or how this pandemic's going to play out. So there's nothing really on the books for quite a while. Nothing that I have until March, I believe.
All right.
So I'm a little nervous about that, but hopefully things will change rapidly and get better in some way.
All right. Well, thank you for that information as well. Can you go ahead and give your website information and your social media information?
Well, my website is maysa.com, M-A-Y-S-A, and if you go on there, you'll see my social media, everything, all of my social media is there. If you scroll down a little, you'll see it all.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for that. So what is the ultimate desire which you wish your fans to get out of this new single, Soft Words?
I hope they listen to the lyrics and understand that when you're in a relationship with somebody, it's really important that you have somebody that speaks to you really well and knows how to respect you and knows how to talk to you. And knowing that, you know, choosing your words when you speak to people makes a big difference. I can say in your relationship, but also in how they see you.
Yes.
So it's important to be good to people. That's what, you know, it's all about love right now. We all should be loving each other. And
yes.
If you have a problem with somebody, just leave them alone. That's all.
Yes. Thank you for that. Thank you so much. Thank you. You're more than welcome to give some shout outs to all the persons that have supported you on this new single and more future music to come. Go right ahead.
Oh, just thank you to everybody who supported me, period, during this whole pandemic, everybody's been so generous with Cash App and PayPal and buying my music and helping support the label and everything. It's just been a, and throughout my whole career for 30 years, I appreciate everybody who paid any attention to what I was trying to do, and I really appreciate it.
All right, let's give them the applause that they will continue to support you and keep their project going. Do you have any words of encouragement you would like to give before we sign out of this show, Mesa?
I hope everybody just does everything they can to stay healthy. You know, I know everybody has it's a controversy about wearing masks, but just wear it just to protect yourself and protect other people in case you're sick. It's just simple like that. Just for a little while until we can figure out. It's not going to be a long-term thing. We just have to just do it now so that we can all figure out what's going on.
Thank you. Thank you for those words of encouragement. And do you have any future music projects you want to tease us about that's to come?
Probably next summer I'll have my album done, I hope. We'll see. I'm going to work hard at trying to get it done between now and then. And the album is called Music for Your Soul, and hopefully it will be some kind of enlightenment or some music that you can meditate to, some music that you can listen to and feel love, and that's about my whole thing. So we'll see what happens.
All right, and thank you for that. Thank you so much. I would like to play It's the Holidays from your Christmas album. Yes. Any words or any thing you want to say about the Christmas album?
The Christmas album, A Very Mesa Christmas. My producer, Chris Big Dog Davis, who I've worked with since 2006, put his whole heart and soul into the arrangements of these songs. And they're classic, they're timeless, mm-hmm. and I'm really proud of them. And I can't wait to expand next year once I acquire the ownership of the album, because I'm halfway there. I had a deal with Shawnee Records that once I sell 20,000 records, that I will become the sole owner of that record. So I have so everybody goes out and buys it on iTunes and Amazon, and you help me a lot with the sales. Then that means that I can get to be the owner, and that when I become the owner, I'm going to add probably four or five more songs to that album, and then re-release the album again.
Oh wow! Thank you for that information. Wow! And I want to thank you for taking out your time to participate, to come back on my platform. You're always welcome.
Thank you, honey.
Shout
thank you
out
for
to Myron Ruffin. Thank you for setting it up. And Mesa, you have a happy holiday, happy new year. Hope to see you again. And happy holidays and a happy new year to all my fans out there. I will get into plan. It's the holidays at the end of the show. I just wanted to let everyone know as well. I will continue my shows to the end of the year with more shows coming up. Just to let you know, Jeff Bradshaw will be back returning on my show with his star-studded album, Stronger. So tune in tomorrow, December the 23rd. Yes, December 23rd. That is the day before Christmas Eve. And I want to thank everyone supporting my shows and keeping me going on my broadcast. And Mesa, you keep going. I love you. I love your voice.
Thank you. Thank you, honey. Thank you so much.
Happy holidays again. Here is It's the Holidays. Thank you, everyone.